You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we are joined by Angela Carr, who is part of the Save Geelong West Library, and she joins us now. Good morning, Ange.
Morning. Nice to be here. How is everyone?
Yeah, we're good. Nice and warm here in the studio. And we would love for you to tell us about the Geelong City's council proposed cuts, excuse me, in the draft budget. Could you just give us a little bit of a, you know, for listeners who don't know what's happening with the proposed cuts, because then we can lead on to a bit about the campaign to keep these libraries open.
Yeah, sure. So at the April council meeting, Geelong introduced their draft budget, which they all voted on. And basically that budget outlines huge deficit to many of our really important local services, including the library. So we recently had a new library open, Baranga Brook, Drysdale Library, and council did not fund the operational costs for that library to the key of $762,000. That wasn't included in the funding to the Regional Library Corporation. And there was also a further deficit of $365,000 for the Armstrong Creek Library, which is now being pushed over into next year's budget. But there's also other, like, glaring budget cuts. So they're cutting about $50,000 to paid lifeguards on Ocean Grove beaches. So there'll be no paid lifeguards over summer, which we heard through budget submissions that, you know, this is a real detriment and it could cost lives for local tourists and locals. You know, we've had deaths on our beaches down here, so it's really serious stuff. They're also proposing to close our outdoor pool for 6 months of the year due to heating the pool. There's so many things. They're introducing paid parking fees. They've cut 19 jobs from the community life portfolio, which affects women fleeing family violence, homelessness services, multicultural affairs, gender equity. They've sacked the social equity manager, the arts and culture manager. So they're basically just ripping the guts out of all the essential well-being and community life jobs across the region.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty serious situation in Geelong right now. And I even heard that the council even stooped to blaming the libraries when they did threaten to shut their doors and cut their hours. Which was pretty disgraceful. Would you be able to give us a bit of an update on where the campaign is right now?
Yeah, so we've garnered really strong community support. So we only started our campaign just over a month ago when the announcements were made that they were going to close three libraries across the region. So Geelong West, Barwon Heads, Highton, and they were going to make Chilwell Library a self-service library, so an unstaffed library. Within a week, we had managed to put together a really large rally, of which 500 people attended. And the day before that rally, the Geelong Regional Library Corporation announced that they would not close libraries. However, they were going to dramatically cut back hours to all the libraries across the region, totaling about 46 hours across the region. And so that was closing libraries on Sundays, closing them on Saturday afternoons, and some of the after-hours stuff, which effectively means that families, working people wouldn't be able to access their libraries on the weekend. So the campaign has been absolutely amazing. We have had rallies. The week after the council meeting, there was a protest at council meeting. So over 35 people submitted questions to council. And at that Tuesday night meeting, we were not allowed to ask our questions of council. Instead, they provided a blanket statement saying they'd received too many submissions to council. But at that same meeting, we had a chamber that had empty seats and council security and police actually barred residents from attending the meeting. So that got pretty ugly. We had council holding back elderly citizens that were trying to enter the chamber. So after that time, council did announce before our large rally that they're going to keep the libraries open. But it just, it's not good enough and we don't accept it. So we have groups across the region collecting. We have thousands of petition signatures. We have had people writing letters to the editor. We have had people slamming their local councillors with emails, phone calls, and we've had really huge media coverage on this issue.
Yeah, that all sounds really great. And it sounds like a lot of hard work in this campaign. Well, just also on just the question of libraries, would you be able to let us know, you know, I mean, I'm sure listeners tuning in understand why libraries are important, but, you know, sometimes we do need to think about why libraries are so important to people and why we do need to fight for them to stay open.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, the obvious first thing that people think about is the importance of early literacy for our children and young people, because the council, the library services provide, you know, early learning programs, free access to books, you know, story time, baby time, all those types of things that are just so important in children's development. But what we also know is, in the current cost of living crisis, libraries have never really been so important, because a lot of people are using libraries now to access things like the internet because they can't afford that at home anymore. You know, people go to the library to do their life admin, to look for jobs, to do their banking. We have a lot of elderly people and homeless people that use our libraries, you know, to seek a warm, heated space, to charge their phones. And we also have, you know, a lot of people that are disconnected in society. So people go to libraries to seek connection with other people in their communities. And when we've been out campaigning time and time again, people have really highlighted that libraries are basically the heart and soul of our community. And down here in Geelong, we just feel like the council is just ripping the guts out of our community by making these terrible decisions.
Angela, how can people get involved and support the Save Geelong West Library campaign? And would you be able to tell us what are some of the different groups who are involved in the campaign as well?
Yeah, sure. So we've merged in with, we're calling ourselves now the Combined Regional Library Action Group. So we've been working very closely with the Friends of Barwon Heads Library Group, Save Highton Library Group and Support Chilwell Library Group. So we have been having very regular meetings. And I did forget to mention earlier that we actually, after our rally, we did force the councillors to come to a community forum at Geelong West Town Hall to have our questions answered. Because when we were barred from asking our questions at that council meeting, it was just absolutely such an undemocratic action from the council. So we were able to force them to come to us, which was a really important part of our campaign. And it really bolstered, I guess, the sense of fight and feeling amongst the community. So the next things we have coming up, we do have a rally coming up this Saturday. So that's been put on by the Australian Services Union because they represent the workers at the council that are losing their jobs. So we're asking all library supporters to come along to that. Please continue to contact, you know, your local MPs, your councillors, keep writing your letters to the editor. And then on Tuesday night, at the council meeting, they're actually voting on this budget. So we're going to be there in force to hopefully, you know, we're going to be there telling them, show us the money.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know all that. And just before we wrap up this interview, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just probably really like to thank everyone in the community that's just come out and shown their support. So, you know, please continue to, you know, fight back against our council, because we're seeing this council has been just really appalling for the last 10 years. So we just need to keep, you know, follow all the groups on Facebook and just keep in contact with us. Please reach out if you want to get more actively involved.
Thanks, Ange, and we really hope that you keep up the fight against these cuts.
Oh, we will. No question about it.
Thanks, Ange.
And all right.
For listeners just tuning in, we were joined by Angela Carr, who is part of the Save Geelong West Library. It's now called the Combined Regional Libraries Action Group, which is a community campaign against council cuts. And it's been quite significant, with street rallies and protests at council meetings where police have barred residents' entry. And there are lots of, you know, there are petitions and public meetings that are being organised, and also a rally on Saturday. So, yeah, please support and get involved.